8:52, we close it out with Frank Ragnow, Detroit Lions center, celebrating three wins in a row. And who better to celebrate with, starting off with Mr. Steve Courtney.
All right, Dub, thank you very much. Good morning once again, my friends. Let's talk about the reversal of fortunes for your Detroit Lions. It was less than a month ago, October 30th to be exact, Lions fall to the Dolphins. That was loss number five in a row. Since then, they have put together consecutive road wins, not to mention their first three-game winning streak since November 17th. We talk about it now with the fine center, Frank Ragnow. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Good, Frank.
Everything is great. You know what? Throughout, Frank, you've talked about complimentary football. That's what we saw personified in East Rutherford this past Sunday with the 31-18 dismantling of the Giants, firing on all cylinders in all aspects of the game, Frank.
Yeah, we were you're right. It was complete complimentary football. The defense was able to get turnovers. The offense was able to score off turnovers. Special teams-wise, we were flipping field position. It was cool. It was a game where we kind of had complete control and we didn't really let our foot off the pedal, which was awesome.
Frank, this has got to be the type of game that you love. I mean, a throwback, if you will, to the days of the NFC Central. Get those road graders out and just kind of impose your will on the ground. As a team, you ran for 160, four touchdowns. As a center, you got to love those types of games.
100%. It's so much more fun to be the enforcer, if you will. When we're back, let's say we're in 2 minutes, I'm sitting there pass blocking and they're running into me. But when we're up running that 4 minute offense, I get to kind of lay the wood and kind of keep going play after play after play. And it's way more fun.
You know, certainly, Frank, kudos to defensive coordinator Aaron Glenn and the personnel on that side of the ball. A lot of questions going in. How would they be able to stop Saquon Barkley, leading rusher in the NFL? How about this? He finishes with 22 yards, 15 carries. He was stymied from the get-go, and obviously the offensive side. You fed off that, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's the heartbeat of their team. He's the heartbeat of their offense for sure, but the heartbeat of their team, when he goes, they go. And we've seen that this year with so many games. He's a dynamic player. So for them being able to get on him early and kind of really not let him get going at all was huge for all of our team.
You know, Frank, look ahead. Obviously, the Thanksgiving Day game, you have one of the best teams in the league in the Buffalo Bills. I think you've been here long enough to realize how much this game means to Detroiters. You can't even put it into words. It's just been our thing. How are you feeling about this game now?
I'm pretty dang stoked. I'm stoked for it every year because every year the crowd is incredible. But I'm so excited to see how it's going to be after coming off a three-game winning streak. It's going to be fun. We can't get ahead of ourselves. We've got to take her one play at a time. But I'm pretty dang excited.
Frank, heard you on the Mitch Albom show last night. And as it turns out, you're going to have about 10 family members after this Bills victory. You take care of them. No one else is going to ask it. I will. What's your favorite pie? You a pumpkin guy, apple?
Favorite pie is probably a warm apple pie with a little vanilla ice cream.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's good.
Although any pie that's warm with vanilla ice cream is pretty good, if you ask me, Frank. I got to ask you a quick question. Off this topic, just real quick, you went to University of Arkansas. You were spectacular. You did have a chance to play at Ohio State. They made an offer to you. You chose to go to Arkansas. What's your take on this big game Saturday between Ohio State and Michigan?
You know, I honestly could really care less, but my Arkansas strength coach is at Michigan, so I guess I'll root for Michigan.
Well, that's better than not caring less. But you're honest, I appreciate it.
Hey, I'll tell you the truth. Who wins? That's awesome. But I'm rooting for my strength coach.
Okay.
Obviously a very important time of year. Everybody, Frank, giving thanks for what they have. And want to check in with you of your Rags Remembered Foundation. I imagine some special things in the works.
Yeah, we had our gala a few weeks ago now. Holy smokes. And we were able to raise over $150,000, which was just absurd. And I'm so grateful. We're going to be able to help a lot of kids this summer by launching a grief camp. And things are going well right now, and I'm just incredibly grateful. It's going to do really well.
That's beautiful. That's incredible. Way to go.
Well done.
Thank you.
Just a spectacular thing. And that's from Frank Ragnow. That's the kind of character, the kind of spirit that this Detroit Lions Center brings to the table. We wish them well as they beat the Buffalo Bills on Thanksgiving Day. Thank you, Frank. Thank you, Steve Courtney. Thank you, Sean Belegian. Thanks to all of our audience always with us here as we get closer and closer to Thanksgiving. We'll be on the air again tomorrow with a special show leading up to our early morning pre-Thanksgiving broadcast, Thanksgiving Day. We hope you can join us for that as well. Stand by for news. And then it's our WJR All Talk, Tom Jordan and Kevin Dietz. Thanks again to Doug North, North Brothers Ford, making a $5,000 hunger-free in the D donation after we got off the air. Regards, Paul W. Smith.